Staunton's 107.8 Tone FM, Giles Cosgrove here on the West Somerset Railway, the Bishop's Lydiard Station, and I am with Cole Connerbeer. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon.
We're here for a rather special reason, and what special reason is that?
Well, after a lot of hard work behind the scenes since last November, we're delighted today to be running Flying Scotsman for the first time ever on the West Somerset Railway, running public services to Minehead today.
That is absolutely fantastic. So this is probably the most famous locomotive of all time, certainly steam locomotive, running on the longest, I think I'm correct in this, longest preservation branch line?
It's the longest heritage railway in England, so yeah, we're great to have her here following an earlier visit in May when she just did trips to Bristol. So this is the first time that well over 10,000 people can buy a ticket to travel behind her to the seaside at Minehead.
So what is the draw of Flying Scotsman? Even people who aren't interested in steam locomotives have heard of the Flying Scotsman. What is the draw? What is the heritage of this locomotive?
I think it's iconic. If you speak to anybody in the High Street in Taunton today, ask them to name a steam locomotive, they'll say Flying Scotsman. So I think it's iconic. It's getting a lot of coverage through all the press at the moment. It's gone through a massive rebuild, costing somewhere in the region of £5 million. So it's great to see it working. It's great to see it hauling trains on the West Somerset Railway today.
How much effort did it take to get it to actually appear here? Because there were only three heritage lines in the UK where the Flying Scotsman will be running.
Well, last year we went out on a rail tour to Gloucester to meet the representatives that are looking after it for it, Riley's and Sons, because it is a National Rail Museum engine. Let's not forget it is actually owned by the nation, and the National Rail Museum look after it on the nation's behalf. So yeah, we had to do a lot of discussions with the National Rail Museum, a lot of discussions with Riley and Sons that operate it on behalf of the National Rail Museum, and we had to bid for it. So we had to throw our hat in the ring, and fantastic news. At the end of October, we were delighted to be told that we were one of the three heritage railways. There's about 200 heritage railways in the UK, so we were delighted to be one of the three lucky ones for this year.
So are there any special measures that you have to put in place with a locomotive of this size coming on the line?
Yeah, you've got to look at your infrastructure, you've got to look at your bridges, you've got to provide additional security. We've got overnight security around the whole of the railway, so there's a lot of additional measures to make sure that it can run safely on a line of this length, and also it runs safely on the day. We've brought in some special Northumberland coal for it as well, because she doesn't like our Welsh coal. All the Great Western engines bring Welsh coal, so we brought some special coal in for it as well. So yeah, there's a lot of logistics behind the scenes, but it started off very well today.
What's nice about its visit here is it's putting the spotlight on Somerset. I heard one of your colleagues talking earlier that one of the things that they're quite keen about this visit that the Flying Scotsman is making is that it puts the spotlight on the local area and local businesses, for instance. I saw Americans walking around here earlier who are taking part because the Flying Scotsman is such a national draw.
It is indeed.
So how are you guys going to go from there in trying to keep people's focus in the local area, on the railways and on other businesses?
The legacy of this in the future is you've got 10,000 people's email addresses, contact telephone, it's about making sure in the future that if we've got a special event, let them know. So the legacy for this event will be the work we've done to make sure we can continue being a major tourist attraction for Somerset, encouraging people to come back in the future.
And in order to continue being, as you say, a large tourist attraction, you do need volunteers. Now, the West Somerset Railway is volunteer run. If people want to get in touch, want to volunteer here, I mean, why wouldn't you? You're doing a schoolboy's dream. You're driving steam locomotives. You're helping in any way you can on a railway. How would people do that?
Oh, very much so. We've got about 1,000 volunteers. We're always recruiting volunteers. So the main office number at Minehead, 01643 704996, is the number to call.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul. I'm really looking forward to seeing your locomotive today. It's Giles Cosgrove from Tone FM, and we are at the Flying Scotsman event here at Bishop's Lydiard Station, right here on the West Somerset Railway.